Winston City Council meeting, April 1st, 2024.
So we would go over there based on the they're in violation of this code of the state.
Not mine.
Hey, welcome. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Roll call. Councilor White?
Here.
Councilor Cunningham?
Here.
Councilor Hobson?
Here.
Councilor Anderson?
Here.
And I'm here as well. Adjustments to the agenda, Mr. McIntosh?
Yes, Your Honor, there's two adjustments to the agenda. Under old business, we're going to add in the item of the discussion on the council liaison assignments.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. The other one was under new business, item 1 and 3 are being removed and rescheduled to a future.
New business licenses?
Yep, business license, number 1 and number 3. Number 2 will remain.
Okay, thank you. Council minutes for the consent agenda from the workshop on March 18th and the regular meeting on March 18th. Looking for a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Have two motions?
Second.
And 1 second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign? Thank you very much. Comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda is welcome to address the City Council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. Council reserves a right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Would anyone like to speak to council? Please, at the dais, at the podium, please.
Hi, I am Rhianne Rutledge, and I just moved here.
What's
to
your address, please,
Rhianne? I'm sorry, 209 Northwest Glenhart, number 15.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I am with the Woody Williams Foundation, and we have a Gold Star Founding Memorial Monument project, and we are looking for a property to place it upon. I've been working with, and I use quotations, Roseburg, for the last 9 months, and they've given me nothing but no's. Slamming my door in my face, like they...
Well,
have no interest. It's not. And if you don't know what a Gold Star Family Memorial Monument is, a Gold Star family member is someone that has lost somebody in the military, active duty or otherwise. My son died by suicide in 2011. He was active duty Air Force, so it's obviously close to my heart. He was born here in Roseburg. I grew up here. I grew up in the area. My parents were part of, my dad was part of the VFW. He was in the Army. My brothers, my uncles. My aunt has a bench up at Community Park, which is where we would like to put it next to the other monument. The Woody Williams Foundation handles everything, the engineering, ordering, like literally you have to do nothing except take ownership of it when it's done. We will be, we'll be having ceremonies. There will be tourism, there will be money brought into the community, there will be a West Coast motorcycle ride. As of now, we haven't been able to organize one. There's been 4, I believe, on the East Coast, because we have no Gold Star Family Memorial Monuments in Oregon. There's 5 in Washington, and there's, I believe, 20-some in California. So we would like to be able to incorporate Oregon into that.
Can... do you have any pictures, any designs, anything we can look at?
Yes, I can email that to you. We have a promotional video and everything. I can send all that to you.
Okay, if possible, in 2 weeks, can we work this into an agenda item, Mr. McIntosh?
Certainly.
If you could get us the information prior to that so council can review it, and then...
Absolutely.
We'd love to be able to talk. Andy, how are you with giving up some of your park space?
I think if there's a
great location. That's what it's designed for up there.
Community park.
Yeah, it's a, would tie in quite nicely. We have the bricks and stuff with the names there.
My uncle and my dad are up there. My son's going to be up there. And my aunt, Tootsie, Dorothy Garrett, has a bench up there. So we've been in this community for years. So it would mean a lot to be able to place it in Winston.
You know, thank you so much for bringing that to us. I'm so sorry you didn't have a good experience in Roseburg, but I think you'll find the experience you'll have here far better.
Well, I certainly hope so. You seem to be a much more veteran-friendly community than what Roseburg wants to be. So,
thank you very much. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, would you hang on just a second? Do you guys have any questions for her?
I was just wondering what would be the difference between the Blue Star Memorial and the Gold Star Memorial. Is it just the
Blue Star family members have family members that are currently active duty serving. I'm also a Blue Star mom. I have a son that's a staff sergeant in the Air Force as well. So,
gotcha.
Rory's younger brother. So,
thank you very much. Appreciate it. Any other questions? Perfect. Okay. Any other comments from the audience? Okay, we're going to move on then. Reports, boards, commissions, committees, and schools. Seeing none on the agenda. Moving right into department reports. Public Works. Andy Howell, what do you got?
You know, outside of the weekly report, just pretty much standard business operations right now with the change in the weather and things. The parks, of course, take a fair amount of time up, which is...
Grass is starting to grow.
Which is normal. Working on our kind of fine-tuning our next project over on the east side, which is the Darrell project. We're about 75-85% range completed on those set of plans. And we'll have that in our budget request this year, too, to hopefully pull the trigger on that one and get that project moving forward. So,
Andy, could you explain to the audience what the Darrell project is, please?
Yeah, when we did, so we try to do projects east and west side of the community. We try to do that every other year, so it's kind of split up. So this last year, we actually finished up this year was over here on the west side. So we did a project with sewer main lines, paving, drainage, things like that. That was over on Rose, Morgan area, up to by Reed. And then we're in a continuation of the east side project is when we had Crater come there. They did that several years back. That'll be up Ronald, Jorgen area. All new sewer mains, manholes, storm, things like that. So we try to continue with the project we can. So this one here will be a continuation of that project. It'll be coming down Darrell and tying into Suchdorf. It's not a huge project, but it's probably a $400,000 range, give or take, so which is fairly substantial for Winston and what we do. So that's addressing high inflow areas with a lot of inflow of water that gets into the sewer. One thing we want in the sewer, of course, is sewer. So we through our system, we identify and address bad lines, manholes that are outlived their useful life. So that's that next project that we're looking at.
Thank you. Any other questions for Andy? Anything else you got, buddy?
That's currently.
That'll do. Thank you much. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Chief Sardi, your turn.
I don't have anything outside the weekly report. I can just add that we're basically getting everything ready for summer activities. We're kind of planning things out. We always try to plan so we can try to save on overtime dollars. It's all man hours that we deal with. So we're working with other communities and other departments trying to get that lined out. So other than that, some budgeting, you know, getting ready for next year's budget. But then we're, you know, the building in the back of the PD, working on trying to outline a new car. We're, you know, we got to replace the one that blew up and the one that started on fire. So we're working on those. So other than that, that's pretty much it.
Thank you. Any questions for Chief?
Are you full staffed?
So we got our new guy.
That'd be a no.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's finally on his own as of this week. Okay. He's the guy that's hired in Rotary. He had a great week on FTO or field training. But we still have an officer out on baby leave. He'll be out until the 24th of this month. So after that, we're going to finally, after how many years have I had this sixth guy? That, at the end of the month, I'm going to finally figure out what it's like to have six people in control.
Oh,
cool. That'll be wonderful.
Don't get hurt. Everything works out all right.
Until the next
cover my bases. So that's it.
What can you tell us about radios?
So radios, I know that you guys were, at least the management team was looking at doing, using some of the HARPA funds to purchase the, we have a radio issue in Douglas County. Douglas County, our radio for 911 in our dispatch center is outdated, it's failing on us. It's a county issue, but all the cities are currently with Douglas County. Mm-hmm. To replace the system is $33 million. Yeah, so the commissioners have a big issue on their hands that they're trying to address. They've been pushing it off ever since I was a kid working with the SO back in the early, late 80s and early 90s. It was a problem then.
Yeah.
So what they're going to do is they're trying to get a big grant to help fix the microwave system, kind of get everything back online, and make it what they call a dual band. Again, this is kind of above my knowledge base, so I might be a little off, but basically what it is it's going to make it from VHF to UHF multiband. So depending on where we're at, we're going to have some digital locations and some analog locations that we can use on our radios. Winston, since I've been here since 96, and ever since then, when I go to a residence on a disturbance, which is typically most of Winston is residential, so it's high level of disturbance calls, they're typically a two-officer response. All right, so we handle it with one officer, that's all we have. That being said, and I kind of grew up to this, it wasn't really a huge issue in my grade at the time, but we didn't have radio communication with dispatch when I went into the house. No, zero. So it has been that way for years and years and years. Council and the city has always been supportive of us, and actually that was one of our goals a long time ago to try to get this fixed. So what we're doing is we're going to put a Band-Aid on the overall picture, but this Band-Aid will also work when the county decides to upgrade their system. So what we're looking at is $256,000 or $257,000 months out of the TARPA funds, which they have $680,000 they have to use by July 1st,
2025.
So the idea is that we're going to have all of our cars in our portable radios upgraded to what they call an Apex radio. This Apex radio is a 6-watt radio system on our portables, and it's 110-watt on our mobiles, which are the cars. It will also come with what they call a repeater, an in-car vehicle repeater. So what that does is when we're in our cars, we're okay. Unless I go over Camas Mountain on a car chase, I'm typically on my cell phone talking to the Coos County, talk to our dispatch on a car chase. If we get outside up into Olala or the way up there, which we end up either back in county, we get a car chase, whatever, it seems like we get everywhere, right? When that happens, we can use our repeater in our car. And our repeater in our car does two different things. One is if I'm in a house and I'm not able to talk to dispatch, I turn my radio channel to the channel that's going to kick my car repeater. So when I'm talking on my portable, it's actually going to my car to dispatch. So and we've tested it. Sutherland has the system set up. I brought the Sutherland cars down here and actually did a big sweep of the city, went into the high school where it didn't work. And currently our officers don't know anything in the high school today. And it worked 100%, not even 90, 100% it was perfect. When we had the swatting calls with all the high schools and the shootings and all that, our school officers had no idea that was going on. I actually thought they heard it, and I was calling them, telling them to do X, Y, and Z. They didn't have an idea what was happening, none. That's when it rang a bell, and I was like, wow, we got to do something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, our officers that are in the schools, the whole point is to protect the schools, and they'll do that when they're there. But if they don't know something's going on in a different school, right? So we need to know that, and so this is going to help us.
This has been a conversation you and I've had for 7 years now.
Wow.
Right, Mayor, actually, you put me on the spot when I first got hired on this and saying that it's going to be mine, and I was a little concerned about that. And I took over, and I'm like, wow, I mean, this has only been going on since I started here. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys have body cams?
We do, okay. Yeah. We currently have body cams. I mean, they work just fine. I mean, there's no issues there. But that doesn't solve our issue
no.
of communication dispatch. Yeah.
Thank you, Chief. Anything else for the Chief? Perfect. Mr. McIntosh, Administration and Community Development.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good evening, Council. Good evening, audience. A couple things for you. We received a resignation from Renee Morgan, Planning Commission Chair. Her husband has had an unfortunate stroke. She's been a pillar to the Planning Commission. She came in right as we had a very confrontational land use application regarding a recreational vehicle park, and she took over the chair position and did an excellent job of trying to orchestrate that process, and it's not easy. It takes quite a bit of reading and acclimating to the rules for Robert's Rules for Public Hearings. So she is unfortunately stepping down. She'll be sorely missed. So we are down to 4 members of our planning out of 7.
Steve, you raise your hand, please. There's your new chairman right there.
Did he know that?
Thanks.
Well, thank you for volunteering.
But we'll see how that gets flushed out. The second thing is I did have a couple of words to say on the repeater package, just to expand on what the chief has shared with you. City management held a conference call with Commissioner Freeman, and it was very productive in the way that we were able to explain how we're not able to take full advantage of our Douglas County Services contract, the dispatch services, because of the radios and the outdated manner that they exist. And so the county, the conclusion of that conversation is the county is committed to purchasing or reimbursing 1 radio per unit, which would be 9 radios, which would be equal to $72,000, which is a tremendous contribution.
That's huge. And the repeaters?
Just 1 radio unit per car.
But are the repeaters part of that?
Yeah, well, it's a repeater, and it's a person radio, it's a car radio,
okay.
Correct, Chief?
The whole package?
And the whole package is, okay. I think, $30,000 is the whole
right.
package.
Radio itself, so my understanding from what Mark was saying is going to be the mobile radios.
Mm-hmm.
The so mobile only radio. The mobile radios in the car, which is, hey, it's better than nothing by far.
They're $8,000 a piece.
It's not going to be the repeater, not going to be the...
And we're doing 9 okay. cars, so...
Is this going to help the communication from inside the house?
Oh, 100% is, yeah, 100%.
Good. Absolutely.
Good. Nice job.
So that conversation and that effort bore fruit, and we're very thrilled that the county is willing to assist us in reimbursing some funding on that package. The last thing I wanted to share with you is, as you know, from the previous submittal from the council meeting on the 18th, there was a discussion on the reallocation of the ARPA funding. And for the benefit of the audience, I want to talk a little bit about the funding package that we're going out for through the Department of Environmental Quality. It's tremendous. It's $4 million, the highest amount that I think Winston has went for in some time, or if ever. And the reason we're going out for that package is we have a Severity 1 infrastructure project where we have sewer pipes that go underneath the South Elk River and then onto the plant. And these pipes collect all of our wastewater for the city, everything, and takes it and puts it to the plant, discharges it into the plant. Well, that siphon was built in 1978, so it's outdated. It's aged out. So that's a level 1 category. So we've been approaching engineering efforts, a number of different efforts in every direction. It's been a real team effort and with council support. Our funding package is one of the biggest hurdles. And DEQ has this program to where they will, for qualified projects, they will approve you for $4 million and they will forgive half. So $2 million, and you would process a loan for the other half, the $2 million. So that $4 million package has conditions, and there's about 19 of them total. I'm looking at all 19 here. And before we can sign construction loan documents, we have to fulfill all of these conditions. Luckily, the good news is we just did another loan package of only $100,000, and a lot of these are synonymous, so we've already submitted them. They have them. Fiscal reports, financial elements.
That's the good news.
That's the good news. The thing that we're still working on is we have 4 or 5 ongoing conditions, one of them, which appears to be the most categorically long, would be an environmental review. The environmental review has to look at any impacts from an environmental standpoint on the South Umpqua River and Looking Glass, because our Abraham trunk line is part of this. And the review has to determine that there's no impacts, and there has to be concurrence from state and federal agencies that apply. This money came from the federal level down to state, so there's federal strings that are attached. So these studies cost money from professionals. So the takeaway is, as we're going through the process of looking at how to reallocate our $638,000 that we have left in our American Rescue Funds from the COVID period, is we need to definitely tab what the financial impacts of these studies are going to be so we can get to a point where we can sign loan documents to release the money. So we can put it out to bid and actually construct the process. So I can tell you at this point, it's going to affect our overlay, our street overlay project that we were anticipating. The repeater package is, that's kind of a must. We want to keep our officers safe. We need to move forward with that. That earmarks about $256,000. But the rest, until we understand the financial impacts, and we have a meeting tomorrow with our engineer, the biologist will be present at that meeting, and we will be fielding out as many questions as we can until we can answer, until we can check all the boxes on this. Until we can understand cost estimates, then we won't know how to earmark.
Is the biologist one of his staff members?
Yeah. They're on staff. Trina Blake.
This is from Civil West, correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, they have a staff individual that carries out those environmental studies and reviews, and she will be present in the meeting so we can look at what it will take. There's been just kind of an off-brand estimate for the environmental review. It could cost between $80,000 to $100,000 for all of it. It may not cost that much, but that's the kind of broad
stroke. So how much are we already donating to this guy's retirement plan?
Protecting the rivers is very high on their list.
How much are we paying these people the engineering package for the siphon job?
So the engineering for the job is already done. This is peripheral to
how
that.
Much? What's the question?
I'd have to go back and give you an updated number on that.
Can you give us an estimate?
Was it like 3 something?
How much?
There's been so many...
That's part of the problem. Every time we turn around, there's just something else getting added to this thing. And it's getting tiresome.
Well, I mean, this list, I mean, it's been here kind of in place. As long as we go after this package, we have to meet their conditions. So these...
I get that. But
sure.
One group seems to be really benefiting from our plans.
Yeah, for the environmental studies, we don't necessarily have to use Civil West. You know, we could field that out and maybe get RFPs on, we didn't do that with the floodplain study. We put that out to West Consultants,
mm-hmm.
And they're doing it, and I think we got it cheaper in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Just saying, we might want to think about some of that.
Sure. We can get a value for you on that and what kind of engineering costs.
Thank you.
Up to this date.
So you're saying then that this study will be upwards of $80,000.
It could be.
Okay, so we're taking a look at $250,000 plus $80,000, and that's just a flavored cost. We are taking a look at then $330,000 approximately.
There's also a discount of $72,000 from the county.
Minus $72,000. So actually, the So basically, that $80,000 you're talking about with contributed from the.
It's easy for you to say.
Oh, I know. brings that $80,000, even though it's not the same amount of money, down to approximately $8,000. If we get $72,000 in one pot and then $80,000 in another, it's an offset then of $8,000.
The breakdown, just for the benefit of the council, at our last meeting was $255,000 for the repeater package.
Yeah.
$75,000 for the police evidence building, which is now what we're talking about placing.
Okay.
So the $72,000 we're saving on that would probably just have to be re-earmarked for.
That's what I'm saying.
But you know that $75,000 for that evidence building, from what I understand, that may be money well spent. What are the risks we run by not having all our evidence in one place, as far as the Department of Justice is concerned?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Okay, so I inherited this, so we know.
You said that before.
Oregon requires that, Oregon Ministry of Rural requires that evidence, law enforcement evidence has a couple different criteria. I really don't want to get into locations and all that stuff with it not being properly secured the way that it needs to be. One is, it's supposed to be alarm. It's supposed to be audio video. It's supposed to be one location. There's several different things that apply there. We're none of those. Well, we just now integrated our camera system that we did, actually put that in our unit, so we can actually see if something gets stolen now. But yeah, so we have an issue there. But we need to, if we were to get audited, there would be some issues. We're working. I think that we're showing the right direction. We designed the back parking lot of our facility to incorporate a building eventually that we could put in there to put all of our evidence in one location at our spot. So it's all set up for that. It's got the water, it's got electrical data, it has everything ready to go. Actually going to follow what Andy did out of his facility and not do the Connex containers, but actually have a building installed. That will be, it'll have the climate controls inside of it. It'll be very simple. It'll be a basic 12 by 12 office for an officer to go in, process his evidence on a computer, print out the barcode, label it, put it in the shelf, the officer, the evidence officer comes in and puts it in the back. That'll clear up everything at the other two locations that we have evidence in into one spot.
Perfect. I just wanted to make that point.
Okay.
Because
that's where I was heading.
Yes, right. That's pretty important.
Yeah, the other part on that then, Mr. McIntosh, best case scenario, taking all this into consideration, how much would that leave for roads?
In addition to the environmental review, this is going to require us to cover all federal cross-cutting authority requirements. It's also going to require us to do a fiscal sustainability plan and get that certified. It's also going to require us to do show other payment plans, and that stuff really isn't applicable. We don't know what the value of doing those are going to be. That hasn't been fleshed out to this point. So given that those items are, we don't need to field them out to a consultant other than the environmental review, then I would suspect that the rest of the funding beyond the cost for the environmental review, that's what we'd have left.
Which would be a guesstimate.
A guesstimate? If you were to say on the high end $100,000, it would be $250,000.
The big problem is that there's not enough money.
Yeah,
to do anything that is going to amount to a hill of beans when it comes to road resurfacing. That's going to have to come from other sources, and we need to talk about that in the workshop.
Yeah, that's where I was heading with this, because I'm very much concerned about that, because let's face it, our streets here, as Andy will attest, is about 10 points below poor.
Beachport and Arch is a major reconstruction.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
If I remember right, if we did all of it, it's right around 25 mil, is it?
No, that
right.
Was the wastewater collection system.
That's the sewer side.
We have to go back to the guy from Umpqua that did that engineering study on the streets that didn't pan out with the money we spent for it.
Yeah, it's 15 to 17 million plus. But that study didn't account for any ADA ramps, so you can tack another 10 to 18,000 per ADA ramp if you trigger the ADA.
Which is for all new construction.
Yes. Right, if you trigger it. Right. So that wasn't accounting for that. Just for example, Abraham in 2017 for a granite inlay, not including the ADA, was $335,000 in 17. I would not in that range.
And if I remember right, just by the tennis courts there up at the community park, that little bit there was right around 25,000.
Yep.
Just that tiny little bit.
It doesn't take much to get a pretty good bill. Any more questions for Thomas? Thomas, anything else you got for us?
No, I just wanted to make sure the council was aware of that, because we had a lengthy discussion about ARPA funds and there was a plan rolled out, and this package that we're going for, if we want to get to where we can sign loan documents, these are the conditions. We don't even know the values for all of them. And after we pay for all that and get to the end of where we can get the funding, how much funding is left, which goes in concert with your point, in order to do it. It's a good use of the funds for a city overlay project, but our loan package requires that we have a funding source.
We need to do more than three blocks.
Right, yeah. We can't just do a nominal amount. you know, spread.
Yeah, there's this, yeah.
But the sewer project is a priority.
Right.
It
you
is.
Know, and no matter what we do with that street money, we're going to make very, very, very few people happy and a whole lot of people very angry.
The three blocks we do are going to be happy.
Right. That's what I'm getting at. Yep.
But you were talking about your driveway.
Well, it needs to be done.
Is there a projected, like, environmental cost if this were to fail, if it weren't replaced?
Beyond disastrous.
Beyond anything we can think about.
Stupid money.
There is a DEQ Category 1 and environment. There's a Category 1 catastrophe that would be declared, and we would receive funding for it. Yes, we would end up having to pay a lot of different elements, but that's,
The issue that we run into with any help that we get from any governmental agency, they're going to be very happy to come in and share their wealth with us. But the price is going to be, they're going to be able to direct what our sewer rates are going to be. We'll not have any say in it whatsoever. And if you all aren't happy with what's going on now with wastewater collection rates, you have no clue with how miserable you're going to be then.
Right.
If we are operating in a reactionary capacity, that's why we're trying to be preventative.
Right.
Oak Street is a good example. We had to take our funding from Oak Street in an emergency capacity out of our reserves. It's a main line that failed. So we had to do bypassing, we had to do the full meal deal, and it cost 60 to 80% more than it normally would if you were to plan the project, bid it out, and carry it out and complete it. So that's what we're trying to do with the siphon, and that one would be a bad one. So.
Worse than bad. Yeah.
I mean, it's underwater.
Yes. Well, it wouldn't be underwater.
It'd be in the water.
Any more questions for Thomas on this? Okay. Thank you very much, Thomas. That's good news.
Thank you.
Great job. That's not good news. Old business. Council liaisons. So I'm looking for some nominations for the park board, like Alicia. Economic development, like Dory, that'd be a good one. Traffic would be Dave. I think that'd be good. And the library, Alan's become very popular up there, I guess. So if anybody would like to make nominations for those four positions, we'll get moving right along here.
I make a motion to assign those nominations as stated.
A motion, looking for a second. Come on, step on out there, Alan. Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Motion carries. Congratulations, you guys are all winners. There is one other thing that we need to do tonight that's not on this. And sadly, Alicia's here to defend herself this time. We need to have a nomination for a council president. That individual will take charge of meetings if the mayor's not here or unable to carry on. So who would we like to nominate as council president?
Is there a reason to change it?
There's no reason to change it, but we have to. It's an annual thing.
Oh, it's an annual thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I nominate Alicia.
have a nomination for Alicia. Anybody want to second that?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, a motion and a second. All in favor to reinstate Alicia's presidency? Say aye.
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 At least because the only reason I did that is I never got a piece of that pecan cheesecake.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. Motion carries. You got that okay, Thomas?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Just to clarify for the record, looking into the code, the council president shall be the presiding officer in all meetings. The council president shall be elected at the first regular meeting in January of each odd number year.
Oh.
So we're actually...
Well, we're in the head.
You're still there, so because you're current council.
I thought
president.
It was annual, but okay, thank you.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
That's just a referendum.
It fell into place no matter what.
It's just a referendum for her flying job that she's done at this point in time. Okay, fine. New business, moving right along. We need to appoint a budget officer to move forward with the budget calendar and the budget for the year.
I nominate Ann Munson.
You know, and that's what I was going to think. That'd be a good one, and she's not here to defend herself.
Exactly like you. I nominated her.
Have a nomination. Looking for a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Congratulations, Ann. Have we all looked at the budget calendar?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. There is one change needs to be made. 4/25 is not going to be a date that'll work for us. That's the first day of the LSC meeting that myself, Councillor Cunningham, and Mr. McIntosh will be attending. What was your suggestion?
Would be 4/29 at 5 p.m.
Okay. Does that work for anybody else?
Monday.
That would be the Monday
following.
Yeah.
Last Monday of the month. There's five Mondays.
You okay?
I'm not sure. 4/29, I got dark.
We're,
it's at 5 o'clock.
Well,
it's at 5 p.m.
That's
yeah,
5. Can we make one at maybe 6? Would that be easier? Or maybe can we make it at 6?
Okay, we can make 6 so, if that'll make you feel better.
Yeah, I mean,
okay. Okay, we'll set that for 6 o'clock on the 29th then, please. Any other concerns about the budget calendar?
On May 1st through the 6th, I will be in Washington, D.C.
Congratulations. The secondary budget committee meeting may not, you'll be back for the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
We will excuse you from what?
Well, I mean, would that make sense to have the second budget committee 2 days after the first one? Because you'd have a meeting 4/29 and then 5/1.
Yeah, the distance is not an issue. It's just the third one is usually if necessitated.
The one with 7th is usually we don't usually need the one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So if we are rescheduling the one on the 1st, we may want to do it closer to in and around the 1st, maybe the 2nd or 3rd, and then keep...
Well, Councillor Cunningham just stated he's going to be gone the 1st through the 6th.
Right.
But I'd like to have him there for this budget meeting. Why don't we schedule that for the 7th, and if we have a fire, then we can deal with that at the third meeting. But the second meeting we need to have on the 7th, if we can, please.
Okay.
We've not had to have three in the past. Okay. Does that work for you, sir?
Yeah, it does. I'm just looking at how long we need to publish the notice for the public hearing for the budget, and that's going to take place.
Sure, you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be on that freedom flight.
You're finally getting out.
Oh goodness.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. Take the ankle monitor off.
That's not funny.
If you knew him, it'd be hilarious.
Okay. Second, maybe.
Because, Mayor, if I may, I apologize, because of the notification requirements for the public hearing that would take place on May 24th, we can hold the second budget meeting on the 7th, yes, but we may not have time for a third one if that's necessary. So we'll just have to make the second one.
I'm a little long of dice.
Okay. That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any
That way, girl, you'll have a chance to papers.
Okay, council workshop dates. Mr. McIntosh, please. I think we have one scheduled for 2 weeks from today, don't we, on the 15th?
Yes, Your Honor. It's for the 15th. It's our rate study workshop meeting with Medea our engineer Seymour.
Anything else we need to talk about?
Not currently.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, that will that workshop be before we talk to me?
Yeah, at 6.
Yep. Okay, new business licenses. Excuse me, I jumped ahead. The Safari Stay and Play here in Cabinets, is that one, we can go with that one?
Mayor, if I may, the adoption of the budget calendar would need to take place as well, by virtue of a motion.
So who wants to need a motion to adopt the calendar with changes made?
I'll make that motion.
Have a motion, looking for a second?
Second.
Motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you for keeping me on track. Okay, new business licenses. The Safari Stay and Play, Karen Cavendish, that one's approved. Looking for a motion to approve. Anybody?
I make a motion, we approve it.
Have a motion, looking for a second?
I'll second.
Motion and a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Resolution 241124, Douglas County Communications Agreement. By title only, please, Ms. Sardi.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Resolution number 24-1124, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the city manager, to enter into an agreement with Douglas County, a political subdivision of the state of Oregon, to provide communications services on a 24-hour basis for dispatching law enforcement.
Chief Sardi, could we have a staff report, please?
Sure can, Mayor, Council, meeting members. We've worked with Douglas County Dispatch since the mid-90s. I actually was here when we had our own dispatch center, kind of like it. But that being said, we're currently with Douglas County Dispatch. We do a contract every year with them. We used to do 3- and 5-year contracts, but with money and other commissioners, we're trying to make sure everything's kind of in an even deal with all the city's paying their fair share. They've done 1-year contracts, which has been all right. Last year, we paid $95,494.60, and that was our dispatch fees, and that's also the radio maintenance fee. So we actually pay for maintenance on the towers that Winston PD uses, which we use too, Rose and Nebo. That is actually really weird because if we get on the south end of Winston, we actually use Canyon, you know, their property. So, but they don't charge us for that. So that's part of our radio portal problem. We can't reach those locations. So they did a 4% increase to our fees, which is going with the maintenance fee is $6,977.36, and our new rate will be $92,337.02. That puts us at $99,314.38. That's what we pay yearly to dispatch. So that's pretty much an officer for us. Staff recommends that we approve that, or that the council approves this report to the new board.
Thank you, Chief. Comments from the audience. Anybody have any questions? Councilors. Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Excuse me. I need a motion. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I move that we adopt Resolution 24-1124 as read.
Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Resolution 241125, the Pacific Power Easement Expansion for Riverbend Park. By title only, please, Ms. Sardi.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 24-1125, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing a perpetual utility easement to Pacific Corp. located at Riverbend Park in the size of 68,065 square feet.
Thank you very much, Ms. Sardi. Mr. McIntosh, you have a staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. So from time to time, we do have unanticipated revenues that come in. This particular proposal by Pacific Power encompasses expanding an existing easement that they have that travels on the west side of Riverbend Park. They have a total of a 20-foot right-of-way, and their power lines exist there and travel directly to the south and terminate where the South Umpqua River begins. They need to expand their easement area to 60 feet because they are replacing the poles. They are upgrading the voltage of the poles. This is not all that interesting.
Sorry.
I get it. It's fine.
We'll take the call. Go ahead.
They're replacing the poles and they're upgrading the voltage. In case there's a power outage, the citizens in that area would still have services. That takes a 69 kV or kilovolt, which requires a 60-foot right-of-way width. So, in essence, there's three tax lots that have been and already are encumbered and will continue to be encumbered. Keeping in mind the way that an easement works, we don't lose ownership of the land. We only grant rights to the recipient, and it gets filed in that regard. The 20 feet that they own, they are factoring in paying us again for that 20 feet plus the additional footage to get them up to the 60 feet. The amount in compensation is $49,883, so just a shade under $50,000. The staff recommends that you do approve this. We looked at the figures that they put in their report. It's part of your packet. The easement has been calculated based on real market value on how easements are orchestrated. So we would recommend that you approve resolution number 1125. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Thomas. Mr. McIntosh, any questions or comments from the audience? Council.
Just one. That's unexpected income. Could that be that money be taken and put towards the evidence locker?
It goes into the general fund.
That's not the question.
No.
It could potentially be purposed for that, but it would go in. Once we file these documents and they're recorded, the money would be received, and it would go into the general fund and act as carryover before we actually budget and figure out where we're going to place that money. The answer is yes. It could go that direction.
Because the reason I mentioned that, free up a little bit more money for paving.
In most cases for situations like this, since the revenue is coming from a source from the park, it encumbers the park, typically it goes as a starting fund balance in the park fund. That's how those funds are typically orchestrated. Go ahead.
I was just questioning still the 60 feet. Is there any fencing around that or just normal? It's just that they need that much in order to get it through?
Right. There's
ground around it.
There's no fencing to obscure. If there were fencing, then it would essentially be a major obstruction that goes down the western side of our park. The power poles are unobstructed right now.
Yeah, but I was just seeing as how they were putting that much electricity through it. I didn't know.
You won't see anything aesthetically different. The poles will be the same height, the lines. They'll just be upgrading the voltage. So.
Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about, how...
Sure. Yeah. Sorry.
That's what I was talking about, the voltage. If it was that much higher, just like most of these great big ones that are, and I don't know what the voltage is, they're sending around, they have great big fences around it. And that's why I was asking, if they're going out 60 feet, are they going to have any fences where that goes across? And you're telling me no, so that's fine.
No, yeah, because the height requirement is met. You know, the substation is just to the north, and that has fencing, and it's because of the magnitude that you see there.
There's something else about that substation that I don't know that you realize, but that grass area around that substation,
yeah,
that's all Pacific Power's property. And they let us use that grass for parking and all that sort of stuff.
Okay, I didn't know.
So
that's a plus.
That's a plus. And this is, to my mind, you're getting $50,000 for nothing.
Going back to the road, I'm not belaboring the fact, but that road that goes around the perimeter of the park is dusty, very dusty. And when we have events and everything that is in the park itself, you start going around, you know, that creates a lot of dust. What about taking that money, since it needs to go to the park, and chip seal it?
You'd have to go, David, you'd have to build a whole base. You can't just pave over gravel like that. chip seal.
Am I
wrong on that?
Yeah, we'd have to do some work on the road, but we could look at that if that's what the council wants.
I mean, it'd be money well spent.
Yeah, council are the stewards of the fund, so you can allocate it however you. But we typically get a request from Public Works on the park budget based on the severity and what's needed, and the analyzing therein. But that's certainly a need. That road.
That's true. You know, and it'll satisfy the park, and it also keep down the dust factor in that area.
One of the things to take in also in consideration, which I can appreciate that we all feel the same, is we've determined the cleaner and smoother that loop road is, the faster people travel.
Yep.
That's why we've got boulders in place around certain key spots where they've taken out fences, and I just hate to be, you know, we will install
potholes.
We take some of the potholes off the soup stuff and put them down there.
It sounds like kind of an oxymoron, but we've determined over the years until we can actually pave a section and actually address it and then actually install a speed bump, hump, whatever you want to call it, that's the alternative to do that the correct way, in our opinion.
So in other words, the parks would probably look favorable on that.
Yeah, I believe particularly addressing that front section where we get all the parking out.
Yeah.
That's the big thing, that we do dust control, but we don't typically have enough money to dust control the loop, so we only go to the stage and then to buy the dock cable.
Well, that would be a big help there.
Yes,
what does dust control cost?
That was a couple $1,000 for the park range. It depends. It kind of fluctuates depending.
Do that more than once a season?
We do it once a year.
Just once
a year.
Okay. Thank you. Any more questions for Thomas on the resolution 241125? Looking for a motion then to approve?
I make a motion we approve number 241125.
A motion, looking for a second?
Second.
Motion in 2 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pose same sign. Thank you very much. Motion carries. Upcoming agenda items, Mr. McIntosh, please.
There's one item that may come before you, Council. We've been having ongoing discussions with the Police Association regarding the updating of their contract, and we may be meeting with you either on the 15th or the meeting thereafter in an executive session capacity. So I want to put that on your radar in terms of the process, the progress. Thank you.
Anything else, sir? That's it. Thank you. Non-agenda items from Council. Okay, good of the order, check copies, and claims of in excess of $500 are in the packet. Doesn't seem to be a lot of announcements on the agenda.
I wrote some down for you.
Pardon me?
I did write some down for you. You can
thank
read
you.
My chicken scratch.
4:15 is going to be a workshop at 6 and Council at 7. 4:10, economic development at noon. Dory? 4:18 is URA, 5 p.m. if necessitated.
Alan?
Not going to need that. 4:29 is the first budget committee meeting, 6 o'clock, right here in City Hall. And 5:00, second budget committee meeting, 4 p.m. at the community center.
Thank you.
That'll do it. Thank you very much.
Meeting adjourned at 7:54.